For Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
I had not been to either China or Japan. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to go.
That's Joan Ruskamp, chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, on her recent visit with U.S. beef producers who recently joined the U.S. Meat Export Federation in China and Japan to participate in promotional activities for U.S. beef. She tells us her impressions of both the China and Japan markets.
So in China, there's a lot of hard work happening, a lot of relationship building, a lot of trust building with folks there who would use our product. And in Japan, we got to see that reward paid off that USMEF was doing 20 and 30 years ago and the steps that it took and what a relationship we have already with the Japanese and hopefully with China and new ways that we can do business together and promote our product. So once we're a reliable source of that beef, that will help tremendously.
She says she got to see firsthand the U.S. Meat Export Federation in action, meeting with prospective buyers and other meat industry representatives, and also gathering ideas for market development in these two countries.
Watching our USMEF representatives interact at the embassy level, at leadership level with Chinese industry leaders, the retailers. I mean, I've always respected the reports I've heard from USMEF and the activities. When you get to go and see this firsthand and really see our men and women in action, so to say, I have profound respect for all of them.
That's Joan Ruskamp, a cattle producer from Dodge, Nebraska, and also chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. More details about the recent U.S. Meat Export Federation visit to China and Japan at usmef.org. Also a reminder, the latest news from the cattle industry and archive programs of American Cattle News can be found at AmericanCattleNews.com. And now, with more cattle news here on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, we got a special report today. Let's talk a little bit about the American Akaushi Association. Bubba Bain is the executive director of that association, which is based in Floytonia, Texas.
Thanks, Patrick, for having us on your show. We appreciate it very much. We're real excited about what our cattle, the Akaushi, has to offer the industry. They came over in 94 from Japan, and since that time, obviously, we've been trying to build numbers, and the association started in 2010.
Well, Bubba, what's that name come from?
The cattle are red cattle, and Akaushi means red cow in Japanese, and they extremely fertile, have good performance, and what they do well is they put breeders in a position on the beef side, on the carcass side, that probably some of the breeders have never been before.
Well, Bubba, tell us a little more about those carcass grades.
On the carcass merit, these cattle can accomplish, on the crossbreds, a 50% cattle can accomplish probably in the neighborhood of 60% prime on the average, 50 to 60% prime. The English breeds are probably the highest when it comes to carcass merit. The continental breeds do extremely well. They're about 40% prime, but with no yield grade 4s and 5s. And then the American breeds, the Bremer influenced cattle, are going to hit somewhere around 20 to 30% prime, which is well above what their normal is, which is usually select and low choice.
Wow.
So you can tell that these cattle have a great need for the in the industry. They can do some things in one generation that the other breeds that we have available can't do. And that puts people in a position nowadays when the consumers are asking for a higher quality, better tasting, consistent beef. We can put those people there, and that in turn will produce some premium for the cattle, for the people, for the producers.
Well, Bubba, where do the Akaushi cattle come from?
The breeding on the cattle, or they started with Hanu cattle in Japan. Now, Hanu is a South Korean breed back in the 1800s, and they infused Devon in those cattle in 1870, and then in 1910 they infused Simmental. So it's a three-way cross. Mm. It is a composite, but it's a stabilized composite in that it's been a closed herd for well over 100 years. So.
Well, that's Bubba Bain with the American Akaushi Association. Thanks for being with us today, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
For Ag Life, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.